With me in the studio tonight is Kelly O'Donnell. She's the assistant director of the Weston Art Gallery at the Aronoff Center for the Arts. And tonight she's going to talk with us about the award-winning Docentitos Academy at the Weston, which will be in its 22nd season this summer. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Docentitos, I'm just find this name so engaging and lively. Tell us who they are and what they'll be studying this summer.
Well, let me tell you first that the Weston Art Gallery is the visual arts presenter of the Cincinnati Arts Association. So we have a gallery space in the corner of the Aronoff Center on 7th and Walnut. And Docentitos is part of a much larger program we have of 8 to 10 exhibitions a year. We also host many public tours, gallery talks with artists, receptions, film screenings, lectures, and workshops for children. So Docentitos is a part of all that programming and a means of bringing children into the gallery and developing a new audience for us. So we are trying to meet the public at every age group. We have programs for adults, programs for young children, and then Docentitos is for our preteens.
And I understand they'll be focusing on developing public speaking. And what are the other ones?
Docentitos is a word that I invented, which means little docent in Spanish. And docent is a tour guide. So for us, they are art ambassadors for the Weston Art Gallery. And in order to be art ambassadors and give public tours, they have to learn all about the exhibitions. And to do that, we give them a behind-the-scenes experience at the Weston. They are with us during the development and installation of the summer exhibitions. So they see everything that's happening. They meet the artists as the work is coming in. They learn all about the artist's background, their biography, and they see the work being installed. So we give them an entire view of how an exhibition is developed, how it is administered, and then also they get to visit with the artists, which is something unique about the Weston because we represent local and regional artists. We're a civic gallery. So the students actually get to meet living artists, which is rare, and they get to hear directly from the artist how the work is produced. So for us, we see it as a little bit of kind of a job training for the kids as well, because they get to see all of these different positions in the art world, how the director works, how we interact with the artist, how the crew builds the shows. And then, of course, we have this amazing instructor, Barbara Moss, who's been with us for, I think, 12 years. And she has this wonderful curriculum that helps the children learn vocabulary, art analysis, skills for looking at art, skills for communicating. For example, we have workshops where they learn about public speaking. We have an actor who comes in and talks to them about voice projection, which I'm not very good at. And they also have to write a script about the tour that they will be giving. So there's an academic side and also a fun side to the program.
I understand that each summer there is a focus on a particular work or works of art. And this summer, what will those be?
This summer, we are presenting two exhibitions that the children are going to study, and they are linked. The exhibitions are Work Surface, which is a kind of a reinterpretation of the famous worker murals, which Vinald Rees created in 1933 at Union Terminal. So there will be a contemporary presentation by Matt Lynch and Curtis Goldberg in the upper gallery. And then in the lower gallery, we'll have more of those works in addition to some historical presentations of drawings, original photographic documentation of the 1930s murals, and some historical ephemera about Vinald Rees's project for Cincinnati. So the children will have this unique view of both sides of how those original artworks were created and how artists of today are interpreting them. So they're going to meet the artists who have created this new series, and also they're going to meet a photographer who saw them for the first time back in the 1970s, Gregory Thorpe, and who was very inspired by them. So Barbara will have to balance this world of the past and the present for the children. And I think it's going to be a fantastic combination because they'll have a lot to draw from as they lead their tours.
I want to congratulate you. You received an award from the Ohio Museums Association.
Yes, best outreach education program in the state of Ohio from the Ohio Museums Association last year.
Wonderful.
It's our 22nd season for Dos and Tito's. We've been at this for a while.
Tell us about the application deadlines, Kelly.
I am here looking for a few good kids. This is application season, and March 30th is the deadline for new students. Every year, we have a mixture of returning students and new students. We try to keep the program fairly small so that they get individual attention. We accept approximately 10, 12 students each year. So we would like to see their applications by March 30th because there is an interview process where we ask the children to come in, again, similar to job training, where they come in, they meet with us, and we ask them, why do you want to be a Dos and Tito? What do you think about art? What brought you to this program? What are your goals this year in studying with us? And then we try to meet out whether or not they are outgoing, if they can communicate well, if they are willing to do the work, because there is some homework involved. These children give us 2 weeks of their summer where they could be playing, and instead they are studying a bit. So it's a nice process.
Well, and of course, some parental support needed at these ages.
Absolutely.
So just getting the children there. And there is a modest application fee.
That's correct.
So in addition to the interview, and those dates will be announced, there is an orientation with the Dos and Titos and their families. That's Monday, June 4th from 6 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the wonderful things is these kids will be conducting public tours. They will be docents, just like the grown-ups. So the public will be able to experience that also. I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight. This is a wonderful program.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Kelly O'Donnell, Assistant Director at the Weston Art Gallery, about the Dos and Titos Academy for 9 to 12-year-olds. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray. Mm-hmm.